Good morning, and a guten chodesh. This past week's daf is daf nun zayin, in the fifth perek in Maseches Ksubis. Now, talk haven't been learning together the last couple of weeks, the Yontif schedule. Let's just remind ourselves just a little bit over here where we are. In the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah says as follows. At the second part of the Mishnah, it talks as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. See what that is?
Yeah.
On Daf Nun Dalar Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im rotze lich in rotze koisev lebesula shtar shal mosayim. Vikasev es kabat mimcho mono. Wa mono mono vikasev es kabat mimcho chamishim zuz. Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here that one could make an arrangement that he should not be mechuyev in full ksuba, any ksuba. He talks about an oifen of mechila, meaning to say is that initially koisel b'sulu shtar shel masayim, right? That he is mechayiv himself the initial amount of ksuba. However, v'hi koisev es kabalti b'mecha, she is going to give him a shtar, a shoiver, at a receipt that she was mekabel the payment of it, partial payment, and even though in actuality he did not pay her, right? It's working with a mechila. She's being moichel.
This is all because he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have it, yes. Right?
For whatever reason. Right, you could figure out the technicalities, right? But I don't know if that's so much the point. Right, the point is that one may do such a thing. We'll see what there's always two aspects over here that we'll see that we need to discuss. Right, one aspect is, you know, you have the can do, can you accomplish this? And then, may you accomplish this? Right? Whether it's mutter, whether it's gonna cause problems by doing this. So, Buddha's saying that, imrotso koisev lebesula, he may do this, he could do this, it will accomplish that the mechila, that that's what's happening over here, and therefore he does not owe her, you know, the full ksuba anymore, or, you know, whatever the shoiver, this receipt, says that was paid, that part was nimchal, the mechila helps. And there's nothing wrong with it. He could do it. He can do it. Right? He has to do it in this way. We'll see, maybe there's another way to try to do it, which would be who the holds that this is the way it could be done. Now, right, that's the first Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hi kaisevus afushon is kablo." In truth, she did not receive that payment. Mecheles v'kaisevus loshen shoyver. She could be moichel and she could write a b'loshen shoyver. Now let's raise over here a point as follows. Right? Maybe someone has a raya or someone knows about this. Let's hear. Rabbi Yehuda says, and we'll see that this might be agreed upon by everyone. We're talking right now about that the ability that could she be meichel? That's really what's happening over here. There's a mechila on the ksuba, and now they're living together, right? Without a mechiv ksuba or a full ksuba because she was meichel part. Now we mentioned there's two aspects over here, right? Could this be accomplished? Could a mechila pater him from his chiyuv ksuba? And the second question is that once this is done, does that cause problems? Right? Possibly yisurim, right? Mm-hmm. Also for him to live with her in that stage. But we're talking about the preliminary thing is, could he accomplish it? So he's definitely saying that you could accomplish it. Now what one could think about over here is as follows, that in general, when we're talking about a mechila of a choiv, so does a mechila usually, generally, need to be done with a shtar? Necessarily, we want to know what's the purpose of this shaver, right? Shaver is this shtar, this receipt that says that she was mekabel, she received payment. So what we want to know over here is that what role does this shaver, the shtar, play? Is this the actual mechila, the nullification of his responsibility? Is that in truth accomplished even b'dibur? And the shtar is merely a raya, a proof that it was done, because then he still has his shtar ksuba, so he could come, she still has the shtar ksuba, so she could still, you know, the ksuba is,
says Messiah.
Yeah, we'll see. Alright, you know, more about this. But theoretically, right, she still has innocence, so she could deny the fact that she was moichel. So is the purpose of the shtar just to act as a raya, a proof that mechil was done? But if there will be no questions as far as whether it happened or not, then it could happen, it could be accomplished al peh. Right? That's one side of things over here. So the whole purpose of the shtar is just a raya, right? Many times, right, a shtar, let's just step back for a second, right? A shtar really, in different scenarios, acts as one of two things, right? Either a shtar could accomplish the transaction, right? When you have a mechira, right, with a shtar, right? So a way to be kind of something is shtar. Shtar is a way to be kind of, right? Right, shtar is a get, chay shtar shichur, right? These are the shtar, the shtar accomplishes the transaction. Now, in other situations, the shtar is the shtar raya, right? It acts as a raya. Sometimes it does both, right? but when we're talking about the transaction, sometimes a transaction requires a shtar, and some transactions do not require a shtar. So over here, right, that's a point that one could wonder about. That what is the role of the shtar? Is the shtar necessary to create this mechila? Or no, the mechila theoretically really, really is accomplished al peh. We just need a raya. And in order to have a raya, that's the purpose of the shtar. Okay, that's maybe, you know, a lomnish shaila over here in the mechanics, how it works. But akoponim, this is what the Gemara talks about, the writing of a shtar as a shaver. And this is what Yehuda says, that one may do this. Now, Reb Meir in the Mishnah argues, and Reb Meir says, "Kol apoiches lepsulim mesayim lamon amon harei zu bilaznos." Reb Meir says, "Now, Kipshutei Reb Meir is talking to Reb Yehuda in this case, and he's saying that that if something is done over here to make it that he's not going to owe her the full ksuba, if you diminish from the amount that's supposed to be owed, harei zu bi'ilaznus. Which kipshute sounds like that of the two points that we just discussed before, it sounds like he's saying that granted, mechila could help, but if you make the mechila, you're causing yourself a problem. because if there is no chiyuv for the entire amount that Chazal set up, or whatever the makor, the number is, in ksuba, then he's also to his wife. So maybe you did accomplish what you wanted to do. The mechila was chal, but you're just going to create a problem, and we're going to have to reinstate the chiv if he wants to be mutter to his wife. Yeah. So what I just said now was like this. Remember, we just discussed there's two issues over here. That what could be accomplished as far as affecting how much he owes, that's one issue. Could he diminish the amount that he owes? And the second issue is that if Hitaka could accomplish it, does that affect the marriage in any way? So we just explained the Mishnah like this. So far it is that everyone agrees that he could accomplish to diminish it. The Machlokes just is whether it's permitted for him to do this, because according to Reb Meir has a shita that if the ksuba is not intact, then he's also to his wife. Now there is a point over here that the way Reb Meir expresses what this is a bilaznos. It's a bilaznos. Which is also, this is a point that we like to raise. Probably this thought went through everyone's mind to some degree, right? That like this, a person, you know, is married, right? A person's wife becomes a nida, she's also to him, right? If a person is baal ishtei nida, I don't think that we find the term that it's a bilas nus, it's a bilas iser, right? That's what it is, right? I mean, the term of bilas nus would sound like nus always is in relation to marriage. If she's ishtoi, then it's not bilas nus. It might be osir, right? For side reasons, but bilas nus means is usually refers to the fact that in order for someone to be mutter to nisha, she has to be ishtoi. So if that ishtoi was not accomplished, then the bila is a bilas nus. It's a non-marriage bila. That's what it is. That's what nus refers to. So over here, one could wonder to himself: is that, I mean, lachar means, you know, we made you know the kedushin and the nesuin, which is matir at ishtoi to a person. So that seems to be fully intact. There's a ksuba issue over here, which, according to Reb Meir, that if the chiv ksuba is not intact, he's also his wife. But Meir calls it a bilas nus, which that would give us the feeling that this halacha, and let's step back for a second. I mean, this idea of bilas nus, regardless what this is lachar, this is a din rabbanon. And Chazal created an Isser over here. This is what Chazal wanted, that the ksuba should be intact. We'll see. It goes even to the extent that even if in truth the ksuba is intact, but the Isha herself is like some chadaita, something happened over here which she's not so confident that she's gonna get the ksuba, that also, according to the mayor, will activate this takona, the chazal u'masakan, that she's also to him, begeder bilas nos. That's what the Gemara calls this.
So you're understanding bilas nos, it's not just like an insult, like, oh, you did a bilas nos, it's an iser d'rabbanan.
It's definitely an iser. It's definitely an iser, and I'm really, really just trying to feel out what kind of iser this is. And that's what I'm coming to say is that it sounds like it's not just, you know, an iser nida or something like that, right? Or, you know, sometimes, you know, let's say kedushin chal, right? You know, or even an isuin, if you know that's chal for psulis. So there's nothing wrong, but you know, it happens to me like, you have to side iser, right? She's also, she's a shni or whatever, right? You know, or a chavilavim or whatever, such a thing like that. We don't find as a bilaznus, right? She's dishday, but she's also then because of that, this side reason. Over here, it would sound like there's some kind of weakness, akoponim, right? Without further explaining exactly what it is, but it would seem to be that from the time I'm calling it bilaznus, it would seem to be that what Chazal did over here was that they created a weakness in the marriage, right? And that's where this side of bilaznus comes from. That's what I was just raising, right? Unless we want to say just it's, you know, just a term, right? But it would sound like it's more than that. Okay, that's just the point that we wanted to put out over there. For all those who were wondering what that means, it would feel like that there is the hagdor, that is the category, that's how Chazal set up what this iser is. But whatever this is a shittas Rameir. This is a shittas Rameir, that he's one who holds like this. Now,
would there be an is there an iser derabanan of a panui ala panuya? I mean, you're saying it's like the same getter, right?
That's more fundamental, right? Because there might be an iser deraisa for such a thing like that also, man.
Okay, that would be.
But okay, right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, you know, we saw certain shittas tanoim that there are further ramifications than just the iser. But this is I think it's an iser deraisa. Okay. Now like this. Now. This is the Ikra Machlekes that we find in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara on Nunvavam Beis tells us, further extending Shittas Reb Meir, the Gemara says as follows. This is by the two dads. Kol ha-poyiches afilu b'tno. Afilu b'tno. The Gemara takes out of the Mishnah that it's even if he makes a t'nai. Now, what is t'nai over here, right, referred to? So, you see in the Hemshach Amor the following, that this is another possible. Now we're talking about just the transaction aspect of it. Right? How would someone go about setting up that he would not be mechuyevin ksuba? So the Mishnah talks about mechila. Right? That's the Mishnah is talking about. The transaction that's being done is a mechila. She's being mechil. Now, mechila means that he is setting up really a chiyev. Right? He's kaisiv a ksuba of masayim. Right? So that means that essentially there's a chiyev, and she is mechil. Right? Now, mechila could really happen at any given point of time. Over here, grata, it's being done initially, so there's never really actually any time that the chiv ksuba really was, you know, what was in actuality, right? But intrinsically, that there was a chiv, right, with a shaver, right? Now, the Gemara talks about another possible way how someone could do it, that someone could, in his initial, let's talk about the Nisuit, right? Assume that the Chiv Ksuba is this, that he will owe is Chalba Nisuin, let's say. Right? So if that's so, there's another possibility that a person could make a Nisuin. He's setting up the conditions of the Nisuin that he would like to make is one that this Nisuin is not Mechayev Ksuba. Right? So what he's really doing over here is that he's really tailoring his own kind of Nisuin, because Nisuin generally has a Chiyuv Ksuba which comes along with it.
But he's saying now that he'll give nothing? Zero?
Yeah. Right.
Wouldn't that be totally against what Chazal want? Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
How could you do that?
True. But see, there's two points. One point is a point that does he not have the ability to do that? So let's just see what he's doing, and then we'll see whether he has or not. All right. He's basically this. What he's doing is what we refer to that he's being masne on alma on the takonas ksuba. Basically, right? That's what he's doing. That whatever the source of the din ksuba is, which something which comes in conjunction with an nisuin, assuming that right now. So what he's doing is that he's setting up that he wants this nisuin to be chal differently than it really is supposed to be. Okay, fine. It's not supposed to be that, but the question is, could he accomplish that? So this we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. This really has to do with the concept of masna mashkos v'toyra or masna on a din drabonon. Does a person have the ability to do that? So now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara takes out from a Meir. The Meir says that kol apoyches. So whatever the deek exactly in the Gemara is, but the Gemara takes out that. That Remeir Shita is afil b'tno. He makes a t'nai, and as the Mor will say in a minute, that al mokasova t'noi botel. The t'nai actually doesn't work. He does not have the ability to set up such a t'nai to adjust the chiyuv ksuba. It's not within his power, and therefore the t'nai is bottle. Right? And what he wants to do is he wants to have an nisuin without a chiyuv ksuba. It's not in his ability to do that. He's not in charge over here. So since he is trying to make a nisuin, and he doesn't have the ability to create such a t'nai, so that's what we refer to as t'noi botel. The t'nai is botel, as if he did not make the t'nai. And therefore, the transaction, the nisuin, goes through without the t'nai limiting, and the chiv ksuba is chal. Right? Nevertheless, the full chiv ksuba.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, Remeir holds that that it's bilasnus. Zok to Gemara. Amok sava t'nai botel, v'islo, she really has her ksuba. V'kiven do'ob ma'lo, les lich elamono, but since he's setting up a t'nai, in this case of mono, let's say, lo'isom chadaitim, v'avila bilasi bilaznos. Zok to Gemara, v'ashim le Remeir do'ob ma'lo, kol ha'mas mash kol t'nai botel, v'islo, she really has her ksuba. Asks the Gemara. Okay, so let's just before the Gemara's question. The Gemara sees a chiddush over here in Reb Meir. Right, kol apoyches. Right. Now, were it to be that he's able to limit with a t'nai, so he's not adding anything kol apoyches. He's a poyches. Right. That's going to keep shooting. What the mashmoy is over here is, if we're coming to say kol apoyches a chiddush over here, then it would sound like that even if he's not an actual poyches, right? And the chiddush is that, but the fact that he set up the kiddush, which means the nisun with a t'nai, to try to be poiches, that's also bechlal bilas nus. And the Gemara explains the reason for that is because there's a lack of smichas das on her part. Right? That's the halacha that the Gemara takes out from the Mishnah, and that doesn't change. The Gemara's question just is that, one second, but Reb Meir says that amas namashav kosa b'teire is tanei b'otel. Someone who's masne to change dine teira is tanei b'otel. So the mashmais, if that would be, that if it's not a dvar teira, if it's a din drabonon, then a person does have the ability to affect what should be chal. So the Gemara is assuming right now that ksub is rabbonon, so why shouldn't his tanai help? Now again, we're only just discussing the ability to do it, right? It's not going to make it any less of a bilas nus. On the contrary, right? It's if he can accomplish it, it's all the more so. It's a bilas nus kipshuta, right? But the Gemara is just discussing now that we just said that we see a chiddush over here. That even if he really can't accomplish to diminish, and she really in din has the right to get the full ksuba, nevertheless it's a bilas nus because of the lack of smichas das. And that the Gemara's question is that why is it that it's merely lack of smichas das? L'chor, he has the ability to diminish because if ksuba is rabbanon, then he's not a masna mashkos b'tayr, he's masna on a divi chazal, which he has the ability to. And that answers the Gemara, kasav Rameh ksub d'raisa. Rameh holds ksub is d'raisa. Ksub is psula koponim, right? And he says that ksub is almona, rabbonu teknu kein d'raisa, on this akoponim, but let's talk about the ksuba of psu, which is the raisa. So that's why it does involve a shaila of mas na masha kosev batayra tnoi bottle. So therefore, if he's marrying psu akoponim and he's masna to diminish from the mosaim that she's deserving tnoi bottle means that the tnai, the limitation that he's trying to create out of this tnai, is not valid. It does not affect the chiv, and the chiv is chal, the full chiv is chal together with the nisun. So coming back to the point of the Gemara before, so that's what you see. You see in the Mishnah, kol ha-poiches, the extent of Reb Meir's din is that even though he actually was not poiches, nevertheless there's a bilas nus over here that because she's lisam chadaita. Now let's just talk about this for a second, like this. Now according to, so we just said that this is a second application, right? Different than that of what the Mishnah talks about. The Mishnah talks about mechila, aide shtar, shoiver, right? That's what the Mishnah, that was what Yehuda discussed. Right now we're talking about tanai. Right, that's the end of Tanai, and that's why it's the Shmuz of Mas Namash Kotar V'chulu, right? So in the sense, now what Tanai is like this. Tanai is, I mean, setting up the original Nisuin in a way that it won't be Mechayev Ksuba. In the Mishnah, right, the way we're getting out of the Ksuba is, we're not affecting the Tzura, the form of the Nisuin itself. On the contrary, right? He is writing a gaksuba of Masayim, so the nisun itself is intrinsically being mechay v'ksuba. There's a mechila. Mechila is like an outside poiter, right? That's what it is. So intrinsically, the nisun was mechayiv everything that is mechayiv, and you have this mechila. Right? Just like I'm saying before, a mechila, you know, theoretically, be sometime down the line, 5 years. Down the line, could be mechila. Definitely, there was a chiv ksuba this whole time. So you can make that mechila right away, and the mechanics are the same thing. That it's working with a side pointer, but the actual nisuin was mechayivit. So that's not a masna. You're not affecting the way the tzura, the way the chiyuvim of the nisuin itself. Tanai, on the other hand, is really playing with the ikar chiyuvim of the nesuin, and that's where you have the shaila of mas namash kosel b'torah. Could you do such a thing? Could you set up a transaction and you are going to tailor, you know, the chiyuvim which that din is supposed to have, and you're going to tailor it to your needs. Now you'll pick and choose what you want. Could you do that? Right, so that's what we're discussing over here.
Do we know what Rabbi Meir would hold if he actually did pay up, you know, like that he paid in advance? In other words, we're talking all about a case here where he didn't actually pay and she's mochelas.
So to pay in advance, I don't think that is a problem. According to Rebbeir, I don't think we see such a thing. You know, it's to be matfis trori and, you know, the miyachid things. I don't think that we see that Rebbeir holds he can't do that. I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. So what I want to know is like this, is that Bishlomo, in a case where he accomplishes and to diminish or from the Chiyuv Ksuba, so over here that's halacha of bilaznus. So now she's also, so now what do we do now? How will we matter, right, his wife to him? So we're going to have to change that, right? We're going to have to change that. So we're going to have to reinstate the chiyuv in those cases. He accomplished that there should not be a chiyuv, and called man that there is no chiyuv. So it's bilasnos, akapam, she's ushered to him. So we have to reinstate the chiyuv. So that's what we'll have to do. So he'll have to be mechayev himself. However, in this last instance over here, this last instance when he's masne, and since Rameir holds that ksub is deraisa, so the tnai doesn't help. So in truth, he's really mechayev. Right? There's just a lack of smichas das over here on her part, and that's why it's a bilas nus. So what has to be done in order to be mad to her? What could we do to be mad to her right now? Right? And apparently we have to create a smichas das. Right? That's what's missing over here. Right? So over here, all right, and this is not really mevuyer exactly what has to be done. Right? I guess if we tell her and reassure her that whatever was done really has no validity, you know, then if we could reinstate her smichas das, then that'll be matter. Now come on, because it's just a little point over here that just has to be followed through, right? And it's contra me, whenever you have the problem of bilas nus, so you know, we need to know how do we rectify that. So that's I just speaking through that. So in the cases where he accomplished, he's takanat mechuyev, so fine, so we'll create a chiyuv. But in this instance where he didn't really affect the chiyuv, so the chiyuv is always here. Nevertheless, then since it's lack of smichas das, so that's why she's also to him, so we're going to have to work toward the smichas das, to reinstate her smichas das, right, whatever is necessary to do that, right? It might just be that we have to just, you know, we could just let her know, fill her in, right? The reason why she has a lack of smichdas is only because, you know, she's not confident that she's going to get that the halacha is going to give to her. So maybe if we just let her know, that would be sufficient. Okay, just back to that point. So we just saw over here the extent of Shitas Reb Meir.
So when he makes this tnai, it's only verbal or it's written?
So the tnai could be verbal. It's mevuyer that when you're talking about this tnai, could be verbal.
So then to correct it, he'll verbally tell her, don't worry, I'm going to give you the full amount.
Oh, not necessarily.
So how does he correct
it? Not necessarily, because let's say like this. Let's say I make a sale to you, right, with conditions, right? And we made the sale. So could I just verbally change it now? The transaction was made and it was incorporated this condition, right? So I don't know if deeper. You know, if you're making a transaction, the way a transaction is, that's not making a sale, right? So you're gonna make the kinyans with the shtar, right? And you're just stipulating certain conditions. So that could be bedibur, and the transaction will be chal according to those stipulations. But once that was chal, right? So you can't just change your mind now.
Right.
So if I sell you something on the condition that you do such and such, that you pay me such and such, mm-hmm. Right?
Right?
So you can't just if it's payment, maybe you can talk about mechila. But if certain stipulations were set up, so you can. I don't think deeper is enough just to change that.
So he has to put it in shtar now. He would have to write it.
However, you want to know.
How does he correct it?
No, see, he's mechayiv himself. The way he makes it, he's mechayiv himself is that's through a kinyan. He has to make his chayvus, right? Just like the original ksuba, right? That right, by chasna, right? We'll have to do that.
No.
I mean that it's not just alpeh, but it's through a kinyan. Now, the shtar again is the shtar just the raya, or the shtar is creating the transaction? It could be either one, possibly. Right.
Not sure how that's going. Saying that just so you can't be mocha tanai. If the kinyan's done al tanai, you can't be mocha that tanai. You need a new kinyan. That's what you're saying. Regardless, star or no star, right?
But when you say mechara, in other words, we say that that you need a physical ksuva in the first case, right? So
yeah.
If the tanai is mevatel the original ksuva, wouldn't you
if
think?
If the tanai is mevatel the original ksuva. Yeah, okay.
So what, do you think you'd need a new ksuva to replace that?
Right. Well, I mean Rachim was saying that somehow you could retract the tanai. That's what we come to say. I don't think you could just retract it.
So I'm saying that if you can't retract it, then you'd need a new ksuva. It's not only just giving her the confidence that he's going to pay it anyhow.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Right, right, yeah. Oh. That's for sure. Right.
Oh, so
right. We were just discussing in the case when the ksuva is intact and there's a lack of confidence over there, if that's what's missing, so it would be sufficient just to reinstate the confidence. Okay? Now, see, tonight, depending on what you see, in this situation over here, that the tanai was that there should not be a chiv, right? And you want to back off on that and have the chiv, so then you'll need it. Like, if it's possible that if it was the other way, then you could go to a mechila ayde dibur, right? In order to take away such a tanai, right? And instead to be moichel. It could be my capacity. Could be moichel the tanai. Right? So that's just a bit of.
I think I hear yourself. I'll think about it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Just leman. Just the preciseness of it. Right? I don't want anyone to walk away being misled. Right. But as we always say, right. Every situation has to be dealt with specifically. Mm-hmm. It's hard to talk and use a cloud which covers everything. Right. So we shouldn't walk away from the shir with paskening shilas, and each situation has to be dealt by itself. Okay. Okay. So now we what we want to see is like this. The Brais of the Gemara talks about right after those two das. The Brais says as follows: Tanya, Rav Meir, Oimer.
Are we now?
We're on Nun Vav Amid Beis by the two das. Tanya Reb Meir. Okay, so this braisa starts with Shitas Reb Meir as opposed to the Mishnah, which ends with Shitas Reb Meir. Right? Tanya Reb Meir. Kol apichet lipsum meisaim lamona mona harezu bilaznos. That Shitas Reb Meir. Rabbi Yosi Emer Rashoi. Rabbi Yosi says that he may be poiches. Now, the Rashoi that he's talking about, that he's permitted, like we discussed before, right? There's a, you know, can you? Do you have the ability? And is it permitted? Right? When we're talking about permitted, he's really addressing Reb Meir's Bilaznus, right? Which is might be why it's not permitted, right? Because by doing that, she's osur to him. you can't live with her in that way. Rabbi Yosi is saying Rashoi that there is no Isser. Okay, now we'll see in a moment that what is the way that you're being poiches according to Rabbi Yosi. Okay, who I'm a Rasa Koisev v'psulo shtar shom asayim v'hu kisev es kabalti mechom mona la'mona mona kisev es kabalti mechom chamishim zuz. That's the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Okay, so in this price, so we have an additional shita of Rabbi Yosi, right? Rabbi Yosi, who seems to be arguing on Rabbi Meir. Look at Rashi. Zok Rashi. Rashi explains Rabbi Yosi's shita. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yosi Omer Rashi. We have that Rashi over there. So Rashi vafilu al pe nami tnoi kayam. That Rabbi Yosi, he argues on Reb Meir, and in that much he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but he's coming to say in the ability aspect. Right? So again, we're just trying to establish that there's two issues over here. One's an issue, right, that can you accomplish this poiches? Can you adjust from the chiyuv of ksuba? And there's another issue over here is whether it's permitted. When we say is it permitted, means that will he still be mutter to his wife when he does this? So like this. So there are three manda omrim over here in the Gemara. And there are two issues. Right? So let's start with the second issue. The Hainu Shitas Reb Meir is that if a person is poiches or he tries to be poiches, like we discussed before, and he creates lakas michas das, that he's also to his wife. Right? So that's why according to Reb Meir, you can't do such a thing if you want to be mutter to your wife. I mean, if you want the marriage to be kayim, I mean, you don't really have a choice, right? I mean, you can't do that. It's also, right? He's asking his wife on himself by doing that. Now, that's what Reb Meir holds, and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi both argue on that. They hold that is not an issue. Now, the second question over here is that what kind of transaction does a person have in his ability to adjust the chiyuv ksuba? That is a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. What could he do? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, I've seen the Mishnah, says that it's the afkai that with Mara calls mechila, that she's meichel, right, with exivas his kabalti, right, in this oifena of shaver. So Rashi, Rabbi Yosi holds vafil al pen nami tnoi kayim. Now that means that Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that al pe it doesn't work. Now the Gemara said before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, ksuba d'abonah chachom osu chizik l'dvem yaisim shel teira. Okay, without going into the problem of that, the Adam saw that Gemara like this. Rabbi Yehuda shita happens to be like this, right? So, you know, you don't have to, you know, if you don't follow this, don't worry. I'm just going to take a minute, right? So if it's getting confusing, you don't have to. We just mentioned before that according to that Rameya says maximum actual cost of Tari's bottle. Now be assured everyone holds pretty much of that. The issue over here is by a dovish at the moment. Right? If it's a monetary issue, that's what Yehuda Shita, Yehuda holds, that a dovish at the moment, Tnoi Kaim, even on a deraisa. And that's why the Gemara over here discusses that according to Yehuda, right, he should be able to be masne. Why is it that in the Mishnah the only way he could accomplish this is ayidei mechila? On that, the Gemara says that on the contrary, since ksubas drabonon chacham also chizlim yosim shel Torah, that we find in certain instances is that being that certain things are drabonon and people view it. Could view it in a lighter way. Chazal want to make sure that their takana carries weight, so they'll give it dinim even greater than that of a deraisa. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that to be masne, that's not going to work, right? And the reasoning is because of not because it's a necessary of deraisa. It's not a deraisa. Under Adrav, if it was deraisa, then it would work. Right? Because it's Dovah Shabbat moment. But over here, since it's Rabbanan, Chachom also Chizlim Yoyis Mishal Torah, the Gemara says. Right? And that's the Shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone is Masne, that means that he tailors his Nesuin in such a way that it won't create a Chiv Ksuba of Masayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Tanoi is bottle. Right? And the regular chiyev is chal, right? So he can't even be poiches in that way. The only way he can be poiches is, yeah, he only has the ability, right, to be only ayidei mechila. Rabbi Yosi argues on that. Rabbi Yosi says that even ayidei tnai he could be poiches.
And Rabbi Yosef also holds its deraisa. Rabbi Yosef also
holds its deraisa. What's the also?
Well, we're saying Rabbi Huda is saying it's deraisa.
Rabbi Huda holds its drabon, and Rabbi Meir
holds. Oh, it's still Rabbi Huda saying it's
now. I think what you want to know, right? Maybe you want to like this is that what is Shita's Rabbi Yosef, right? This Rabbi Yosef holds that it helps. Is it because even though Ksuba is the Raisa, but he holds the Dovah Shabbat moment, could be Chal? Or only because Ksuba is Drabonon and he doesn't hold of the Chizik? Okay, valid Chakira, right? On that. I don't know if that's Mivuyir. Maybe if someone has a riot to that Shiloh. Rakoponim, Pozok Rashi, that this is what we want to see over here, right? That there's a machlekes in this price between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. We're explaining that the point that they're arguing is in what oifen could a person diminish? That's the machlekes. And Rabbi Yosi holds that not only ayidei mechila, like Rabbi Yehuda says, but he has additional way how a person could diminish the chiv ksuba ayidei tnai. Right? Who the holds tonight does not help. Tnoi bottle. Right? You did not accomplish any diminishing. According to BACs. That's the Rashi. So Zuk Rashi.
Are you using the word tonight interchangeable with Alpeh?
Alpeh is tonight. Yeah, I believe so. Right? Yeah, that's what it means. We discussed before. Okay, before we get back to that, I just mean. That's what we're talking over here. I feel Alpeh, Nami, Tnoi Kayim. For us, who is the main man? Nami Rashi Rabbi Yosi Mihu Al Peh Tnoi Botel Tamin Leel Chomos Chizlu Reim Reish Mishal Toiru Avol Bas Limchol Tichtesh Da Shaver. And we discussed before. We raised the point just a Maimon Musk just for Rabbi Leo over here, who's in on this Dakos over here that we discussed before that the mechil itself, ba'idei ksiva shoiver, it's a mechila, does the actual mechila requires shtar, or the mechila really is also done al peh, and the shtar is just a raya. Right? Then, you know, if she comes to collect later, you know, I'll have the raya that she was meichel. Right? Because the ma'aseh, right? What's the purpose of the shayva? Right? As we discussed before. Right? But in this context, definitely, right, where alpeh, right, means tanai, and we explain what the difference between tanai and mechila is, right, in the lomdus, right, in the mechanics, how it works. Okay, so just to stress again the point that we mentioned before is that the three shitas tanoim over here, but there are two points of machlokes going on, right. One is the point, let's say this price is also Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita, is that Rav Meir holds that there's a Bilas Nus issue, that if one is Peiches, or like we saw in the Gemara, if someone makes efforts to be Peiches, and therefore, even if he's not successful, but therefore if he creates a lack of Smichas Das by the Isha, that already you have the problem of she's also to him, that's the Bilas Nus that Rav Meir talks about, and you'll have to rectify that. Whatever is missing, you'll have to reinstate. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda do not hold to that. And their issue just is that what is the way that a person could successfully, that he has in his ability to diminish the ksuba, you know, if they want to do that. Is that done dafka ayde mechila or even ayde tnai? Huda says dafka mechila, and Rabbi Yisrael says even ayde tnai. Okay, so that's the background that we need for over here. Okay, so let's pick up the gemara over here now on the bottom. On the bottom of Nunvav on the base. Ach sedrav. The Rav Choma have a nesivu, the Rav Avyo. Irkes ksuboso. We're talking about a maisa that the ksuba, the shtar ksuba, Zakrashi was lost. The shtar ksuba was lost. Also, in Kadabi Yosef, Omer Lahu.
Zakrashi being maisa, what else can be lost?
So someone wanted to tell me that it might possibly refers to the payment of the ksuba that was set aside, the yichud,
I think that was miyachid.
Yeah, maybe that's what it could refer to.
What do you mean? You think this miyachid?
Like they said, these metaltalim will be for your ksuba, and they lost the metaltalim.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But that's not
the story. That's Rashi. No, that's so Rashi's coming to say not that. That's what it is.
Okay. I think about that.
What?
Right. Okay. All right. Akoponim. So, Irkes Ksubov, also come to Rabbi Yosef, Omluhochamidum Ashmuel. So Rabbi Yosef said, no problem. Why? Because Hochi Om Ravihudum Ashmuel, Zudivir Rabbi Avachachom Oimim, Masha Od Mesishtoi, Shtayim Vishaloshonim Bloy Ksuba. Now, what he's saying over here, L'chur, is as follows. Min kipshuto, we're coming off the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself is Machlokes Yehuda and Rav Meir about this. Right? So, I don't know exactly what the klolim of there are, but if it would be a Machlokes Yehuda and Rav Meir, it sounds like that the halacha might be like Rav Meir. Right? And that's what Shmuel is coming to say, Kipshuter, Shmuel is coming to say, that no, Rav Meir is a Yechidah on this, and the Rabbim, the Shittas Chachomim, is not like that. The Chachomim hold that Ma Sha'odam Esishta Yishtam Shol Shonim B'loi Ksuba.
Is that initially that he never wrote a Ksuba, or is that if the Ksuba is lost?
I think it's lost.
I'm not sure if Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement,
Abba
Chachomer, Omer is talking about.
So, we know that there's such thing as a Mokum Shekhoism, Mokum Shein Khoism, right? You know,
we're talking about Mokum Shekhoism. If it's Mokum Shein Khoism, it's It's a whole different story.
Sakapon, so Mokum Shekoysin, it sounds like Kondah Chom that initially Koysin. That's what the loch is supposed to be.
So it says
Masha
Shtaim
Moshol Shanim
means that it got lost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So Kipshuta Shmuel is saying this for the purpose of a Kfiyas HaHalocha. Right? That's what he's come to say. He's come to say that even though in the Mishnah itself it's not Mivuya the Shit Sechomim, but he has invited some kind of Kabbalah, he has some kind of source that the Chachomim argue. That's what it sounds like from this memory. We'll speak that in a second. And therefore there's no Isser. There's no, this Bilaznus is not Lahalocha, and therefore there's no concern, no Rosh, Akoponim.
Right? And there's whole problem was because of Smichas Das. She's not so much Das.
In this case here. Okay.
And the Chachamim obviously are not concerned about the Smichas Das.
Right.
As long as in reality she'll get the money for the Ksuba because it's a Tanai Bez and she's going to get the money regardless, they were not concerned about the Smichas Das.
Okay, we'll see this in a second. One second. I want to talk about that for a second. This point. But I just want to, in the context of this Gemara itself over here, just want to raise a little point over here. That Shmuel seems to be saying that since the Chachomim argue, so therefore, the halacha is not going to be like Rami. Halacha is like the Chacham. That's what this seems to be saying, and that's what Rabbi Yossi was coming to say over here, right? So Rabbi Yossi, that you know, I have this memory of B'Shem Shmuel. The Chachamim argue, and he understood that what Shmuel was coming to say is therefore the halacha is like the Chacham. Therefore, there's no concern over here. We don't have to run to write another ksuba. Now, one maybe could be ma'orer a little bit that granted from the Mishnah you only see that as melachikas Remeir and Yehuda, and therefore we need to know, you know, what the Chachamim in order to be kaveh the halacha, not like Reb Meir. But isn't it mevui in the Brayis that we just saw that Rabbi Yosi sides with Reb Yehuda? So wouldn't that be sufficient of a reason to say that the rabbim is chelik on Reb Meir?
Are the two cases always the same? That case over there with her being either mochel or masna to accept less than the full ksuba amount, and the case of losing the ksuba, are they always in the same category? Whatever, the halach is by one, the halach is by the other?
I would say, shouldn't it be like a kol shekein? Right, because in those cases he's actually accomplishing in Kipshuta, right? It should be that if he could actually accomplish to detract, right? I think this might be totally in Rishayim right back on the knowledge, but in Kipshuta, I think that's the Shittas Rashi, that in those cases he's actually accomplishing to be poiches, and they're not concerned about that.
Right?
Yeah. Right,
and therefore, if they're not concerned about that, they won't be concerned about a lady whose ksuba was lost, and she won't have smichas das.
Right. L'chor. We'll get back to this over here, but that's the chor. What we think? That's the shalom shein one and alf over there, right?
Okay.
Right. But I think that's rash like this. Now, okay, so that's just a side ha'ora over here. I don't know if it's necessarily a valid question, right? If we bodik it, but just that's a question. Well, you know, one, you just learned the cheshbon hasugya. That's a ha'ora l'chor which comes into your mind over here. Is that, you know, what does Shmuel need this chachamim for? You know, in the brayis itself, right? We just marichon that it sounds like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing with Remeir. So. No, wouldn't that be enough of a basis? Okay, fine. Point. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. You know, this question might come back in the Hemshech HaGemor. Okay, put that on the side. Now, Now, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Zudiv Rab Meir. The Amal El, Kol HaPoyachis Lipsulam Masayim Afilu Bitno. Rab Meir is the one who holds that Afilu Bitno, Vatna Botel, like we saw in the Gemara before. So, in truth, there's really no... She's not going to be missing out. Right? She has the right. Right? She still has the power to collect full ksuba. Nevertheless, kolay bilez nu simshum l'msam chadaitum. For hochenami l'reb meir hu the oser lishois isha sha'ov the shtar ksuba also. It's only she that's reb meir who there could be a problem. Afilu isla. Even though in truth she still gets it. Right, that she'll, even without the shtar, she'll still be good. However, there's a lack of smichas. That the omra, she's concerned. Because she's thinking to herself. When I'm toiveya without a shtar, omra praticho. He'll say that I paid. That's the basis of her lack of smichas das.
If that would really happen, and he would say praticha, who would win? Does the Tanai Besen make it that she gets the money, or because the fact that she doesn't have the tsuba is a reyesa and she wouldn't get the money?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know what the right answer to this is. Right? It's an important question. Unfortunately, I don't have the marmokum on this right now.
Yeah. At the very least, she's worried that she's not going to get it.
She's definitely worried about that.
Okay.
I want to know if her fear is just in her head, or
You'd have to go to Besdin.
Right. In this case, Right, it sounds like it's merely of lack of smichas das. Akoponim, so zokta gemara. So therefore, in this case, when she lost it, the gemara calls it just a lack of smichas das. It's a bilas nus aval chachomim. Now the shaila like this. Then how do we learn over here? Aval chachom oimrim. The less long the meichesh mishum mismach daita the teve bilaznos. Now I know like this that I was assuming till this point that this whole halacha of bilaznos is really Reb Meir's creation. He invented this, and even in situations where like Rabbi Yehuda does, Rabbi Yossi does, where you could actually be poiches rashoi, right? Bilaznus. The answer is there's no bilaznus, right? There's no such halacha at all as bilaznus. So according to that understanding, then so this that there's no bilaznus is not merely when you're talking to a lack of smichas das. But even if, in truth, that there's going to be a deduction in ksuba, that doesn't constitute bilaznus. Now, when you read the Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Avachom oimim the less non mechesh mishum mismerdaito the teve bilaznus." Right? This Rashi would sound like that Rashi is addressing specifically a lack of smichas das.
But in reality, she's going to get the full amount.
Right. And only there's no bilaznus. But in a case where she actually will not get the full amount, it'll be more than just lack of smichas das.
Well, you have to say back on Nun Vavam Beis that the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi say that it's Rashoi. They're not going to say Rashoi if it's going to end up to be a bilaznus. So you have to say that in that case also.
So that's the question that really was setting up, right? Definitely over there it was mashma, that they don't hold this whole idea of bilaznus, right? Right, and this Rashi over here, right, we would have expected Rashi to say that the
Chomim is saying even though in Rab Meir she'll end up getting the full amount, like her Tanai is batal, she got the full amount. And even though Rab Meir, he's still afraid of Smichas Das, even when she get the full amount. We're comparing the Chachamim to Rab Meir on Rab Meir's line of reasoning. According to Rab Meir, there's a problem of Smichas Das, even if she gets the full amount.
Right.
So the Chacham are saying, no, we're not afraid of Smichas Das. In this case, when she gets the full amount. Or even in the case when she won't get the full amount. We're not afraid of Smichas Das at all. But they're responding to the previous Rashi. It's the previous okay. Rashi is built up on her getting, I think that's...
Okay. I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding here. Smichas Das doesn't mean she doesn't think she's going to get her ksuba. Smichas Das means she thinks he's going to be motzi her.
No.
Because he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Yeah, it's mefurish.
Oh, yeah.
Rashi says it that way, doesn't he? He says it clearly that way. But if you look back...
Yeah, both, you're right, but it's...
What do you mean I'm right? So I'm right and second, I'm right. Don't say but. No but. There's a huge difference. It's not because she's not going to get the ksuba. So it's because she thinks he's going to be motzi her.
So who you showed the Rashi that?
Yeah, where was that?
So, Mishum deshan rabbi is t'lo sam chadai sa ksuba. I'm looking for Tfarn where the Rashi is. I'm pretty sure.
When you say Maitzi her, you mean because of Kal Bein of Leitzi?
That's right, yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, right. That she thinks the marriage isn't going to, that he's just going to get rid of me whenever he wants because he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. That's why it's Bila's Nus.
Let me hear that one second.
Supposed to find the Rashi.
I'll explain to you why I said but. If you want it here.
Well, let me look and see if I can find you the Rashi.
No,
you want to talk or you want to talk? What do you want to say? Tell me why you want to say the but.
What you're saying is true. The problem with the Smichas Das is she's afraid she won't get the full ksuba.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And therefore, she's not confident that he's going to stay married to her.
Okay, but it's the other way. It's the other way. The Smichas Das is that she thinks he's going to get divorce her because he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. It's a Bila's Nus because it's not a Bia of Ishus. It's a Bia that she thinks he's just having a Bia with me and then tomorrow he'll get rid of me. That's what makes it a Bila's Nus.
What you said is, what you just said is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. It's famous in the footnote of English.
Oh, yeah? That's a nice explanation. All right? I didn't have that clarity.
You have that footnote, Shlomo, you have that footnote? It's a footnote that says exactly, almost word for word, what you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can find it on the spot. I don't know how to use the electronic
device. The
rabbi's confident that the Chachamim here is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Can it be
a... No, I wasn't. I was asking as a question that what do we need these Chachamim for? Why can't we use Rabbi Yehuda and
right, but in other words, it seems from Rashi here,
right?
Right, again, but that's. So I don't know how that fits in with what Michael was saying.
Right.
But it seems from what Rashi saying here is that the Chachamim be'etzim agree with Rabbi Meir, but they're just not worried
So Shlomo is raising another possibility that the question that we're asking from the Rashi maybe and from the sugi before is on that Shlomo is saying that who says that this Chachomim is even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, right? This maybe is a new sheet over here, right? That he wants to say that in the Chanami, right? That fundamentally the chachamim, you know, even according to this, even if the halacha would be like the chachamim, but it's not that the chachamim, you know, argue with this whole idea of bilas nus. They also hold bilas nus. Right? The question just is that it have to be an actual poiches from it, or a lack of smichas das is sufficient. Over here, we're just dealing with lack of smichas das. Okay. Yeah. Right. So he's basically saying that our question is the answer. Right. The question that we have from this Rashi is a different. It's taka different shittas chachamim. Now, Rabbi Yo, you know, was being mad for the Rashi. Michael, what do you hold about this Rashi here? What do you hold about this Rashi? The Mashmoi said that if it was more than just a lack of smichas das, then Chacham would also have a problem of bilas nus.
Okay, so I think that's
what do you hold about that?
You were offering that's really a third thing. When I read it, I thought that the Chacham meant either one of two things. Either they don't hold this case that she's lacking smichas das because it didn't come from his sad. If when he tries to get the ksuba down so she loses the smichas das, right? And then, because she thinks he's trying to get rid of her. But when she just lost the ksuba, or maybe this dog, when she just lost the ksuba, he didn't do anything, she lost the ksuba. So there's no lack of smichas das there. And therefore, because there's no lack of smichas das, should tehevi bilas nus. Because there's no lack of smichas das, therefore we hold it's not a bilas nus.
So that's one
way to read it.
According to that translation, it's coming out even more. Right? It sounds like according to that, is that that they're arguing whether a lack of smichas das was created in this case. But that will be mashma, that the Chachamim really agree that a lack of smichas das really is a bilas nus.
Right, in that
right. So that would come out, you know, even more, right? Right, even more than we're saying, right? The other side would be, right, is that whether we're concerned about it. That's right. How we're translating it. Are we concerned of smichas das? But regardless, it would be sound like from this Rashi that the Chachamim to some degree hold of bilas nus.
Right, so you're reading it, right, deleisle, meaning that we don't hold just a smichas das makes a bilas nus.
Right.
That's the way you're reading it. Even though, Taka, we hold there's a lack of smichas das here.
Right.
But lack of smichas das doesn't make a bilas nus. But in another case, then you're making a diuk from that.
Right.
Right, so I think that's the other way to read the Rashi, and then I didn't think to make the diuk that you're making, but you're making a diuk in the other way to read the Rashi. I think those are the two ways to read the Rashi, and I'm not sure which is right.
Okay.
Right. So they're saying, we'll just read your way again. We hold that there is, because she lost the ksuba, there's a lack of smichas das. Right, because you're really saying that it's more tolui. I mean, maybe this is talking, maybe what we're arguing about is a machlokas. You're saying it's more tolui in the fact that she doesn't have it. It has nothing to do with the fact that she thinks he's going to be motzi him. She's worried that she's not going to get the ksuba, and therefore she has a lack of smichas das. Nevertheless, they're saying that's not enough to make a bilusness. Right, whereas I wanted to read it the other way, because I'm holding that the whole point of the bilas nus is that she thinks he wants to get rid of her. All right, that's no.
Okay,
yes?
could be. We'll discuss that at a different time whether that has to be dependent. But Akoponim, okay, cases. So that was the ha'ora over here in the mashmois of this Rashi, right? As far as whether the Chachamim hold be'etzim of the musig of bilas nus.
Yeah. So then you're saying, in what case
when she's at, you're saying the case when she would have it, would it be a bilzunus, is when she's actually definitely not going to get the ksuba. We know she's not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a bilzunus. Okay. Okay, and the question is, how does Moretus work? I know I'm bringing in something else. My Moretus, it's, you know, whatever. She does something that now we lower her ksuba a certain amount each day.
Oh.
So now, let's say she's a Moretus for an amount of time where she lowers her ksuba, goes away completely. And the Chachamim were masking to that.
So if it goes away completely, then she has to get divorced, right? We say that it goes until it's zero.
Oh, right? and then he divorces her with a zero.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what you're saying.
That's how I understood it.
But I think the question that you want to ask really should even before it hits zero, right?
Right, let's because say you're right. Halfway she changes.
It's a poichus, right? Why don't you have that din of a poichus? Now, I'm not sure if it's necessarily such a difficult question, right? But you know, if we're getting out of the question by saying that he has to divorce her, but your question still would be before that. So how would you answer that? Would that bother you? That how does the din of Meredes work according to Reb Meir?
I mean, that's a din of a ksuba. That's
right. The way they did it.
Right, so I wouldn't be so bothered by that question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do to
the Moretus? Maybe the Rav who's seen the Gemaras can say the examples.
Yes, certain things that she doesn't do her obligations, or she doesn't act in proper ways.
I think we'll have the Gemara. I don't want to try to speculate.
But I think I'm finding the opposite. So. Found the opposite?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't find...
What did you find over there? Yeah,
I didn't read it the way right, is that she's worried about not collecting the ksuba, not that they're not going to be able to collect the ksuba.
Okay.
Maybe I'm missing a. Maybe
he said it's a the foot that I'm talking about said that. There was some men who did znus with the lady and then they dumped her just regular znus. They did znus and then
no ksuba. No ksuba.
So the ksuba is supposed to be a protection that he's marrying her and he's not going to have znus and then the next day dump her. So the ksuba is supposed to be that protection. So the smichas das and the ksuba will help her that she realized that this is a tashmish of marriage and not a bia of znos.
I understand the explanation to that. Right, that makes sense.
That's the point I'm talking about. I don't know where this one seems to talk about that
she's worried that she's not going to be that he's going to claim that he paid it and therefore not going to be able to collect it.
Right.
Maybe it's machlokas. Machlokas is good.
Okay, we'll try to find the sources, right? Because I don't think that the sources are, you know, right here in the.
Right, I need to find where I saw Rashi somewhere, but right, I need
so
to find
my,
it.
So usually they quote the sources, and that would really be what we have to work with. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just finish the moral. It's gotten a little late over here. Let's just finish this piece over here. I thought maybe we could have gotten a little further over here. But we touched on important things and that fundamental, preliminary, basic things being negated the Ikar Machlokes Tanoim. So let's just follow because it's in the Al-Kaponim to see the halacha that comes out of this. So at this point, the Gemara, it sounds like from the Gemara that, you know, if the ksuba is lost, then there's no concern. Ferti Gemara. Omle Abaye. So Abaye asked on Rabbi Yosef's psak, which was based on a memory of Shmuel. Omle Abaye v'ho Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Reb Nachum said, "B'shem Shmuel, lo karmim gzeiroisov."
According to the Chacham, it would be even with Chachila, you don't have to replace the ksuba. It seems like it's not a b'diavet type of thing. It seems like it's something you could do intentionally. It's not like you're stuck. You're somewhere. You can't write a ksuba. There's no one here. No sofer. It's something. It seems like it's a lechatchila thing. You can.
I call upon him once it's lost, you wrote it and now it's lost. It sounds like this is
it doesn't sound like a b'dievet type of lashon, right? It sounds like lechatchila.
It doesn't sound like you should replace it though.
It doesn't even say that.
Well, it says shalosh shtaim or shalosh shanim.
And Tosis says even yoser.
Okay.
So once it's afilu tuba, once it's more, then I don't know if there's even a limit. It seems like there's no rush. It's that, you know, it's not like a. Is that correct? Am I understanding correctly that it's not a?
Yeah, it would sound like that.
Okay.
It would sound like that. Mm-hmm. So let's just theorize the Gemara the halacha, right? Because at this point we're thinking that the halacha is that you don't have to be concerned. Fat Gemara that Reb Nachum says b'shem Shmuel, right? The same Shmuel over here is halacha Reb Meir b'zeroisov. The halacha is like Reb Meir b'zeroisov.
In the whole Shas.
Now Rashi says over here, b'davar shehu machmir al dvar Torah be'isa v'heter are the exeris divrayim. There actually is machlokes in the Rishonim over here what this refers to b'zeroisov. Right. Rashi sounds like he's saying that all dinim drabonon,
right? Everything, like across the board.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All dinim drabonon.
What's the other possible shot?
That it's not for gzera this or to that, and it's not dinim drabonon. It's.
And what's right. The gzera in this case?
According to that,
gzera.
This halacha Reb Meir b'gzeiroisov. So this might. Okay, I don't want to say right now, but this might have to do with smichas das or to a real chesaron, a real non ksuba.
A real what?
A real poiches. Right, we're discussing right now.
It doesn't work.
Right, we're discussing right. Yeah, that or she still has. Right,
she still gets the full amount.
Yeah. A kopon. But we have to see over this. See those Rishonim that argue on this Rashi.
The problem that I have is that the way the Rameir is presented. Is that he's afraid that it's bilas nus because it might be easy, according to Michael, it might be easy for him to divorce and she wants smichas das. That seems like a whole drabanan type of thing. But Rameir holds ksubas d'oraisa. If you would say that a ksubas drabanan, drabanan made a gezer, a takana, you have to have a ksuba. So it's a takana's drabanan that if they want him, that should be a ksuba. It should lo take halavena, lo tzia, the whole thing. So then it's a takanas drabanan. So I understand we make gzera to make sure don't be pochis, whatever, because it's gzera because it might be kalaban of lezi. You're going to go against the drabanan. But if you say Rameir holds up, says the preferish of the Gemara that ksuba is deraisa, once ksuba is deraisa, it's nothing to do with this. It's a deraisa din. It's not because of shlote kalaban of lezi. It's not. Ksuba is a din deraisa. It's a different category. It's not like this.
Mm-hmm. The rabbanim is still
that brings the Moretus question. That strengthens getting nervous about how the chachamim
would
when she rebels.
Is that right.
They make it less if it's deraisa? How could
the line of reasoning is that the chachamim did not want it to be easy for him to divorce?
Right? I hear both questions.
Right.
Rameir agrees with the concept lo te kalabe no vlotzi. Is that? I thought that's only a concept according to those that say that ksuba is drabanan.
Um, Taisan and Al says as follows. The third wide line, Alkin der Meir loimi boy ka'omar. Loimi boy hecha de less lo, de have you be lost, be less nus, mishum de kala be'ena voitzia. Right? Taisvis does seem to talk. I don't know what the answer, right, to the point that you're raising over here. Subas doch der Reis, there's like an additional facet that Rabbonon, they have their own cheshbonus. Why? Why?
You're saying there's a takanas chacham even according to the Madam like Subas Daraisa?
See, because what?
You're saying that Rameir also agrees there's some type of takanas chacham here besides the fact that Subas Daraisa?
Could be right. That might be much more than this Tosfos. So, yeah, I don't know. I hear you, Hori. You're opening a good question. I don't know what the right answer to that is, but I'm just giving you a maramokim that in Ochanami, right? You know, Tosfos does talk, right? In Reb Meir, so with the Raisa, this idea of Kal Be'inav Lo Hitzir.
One more thing, I think it's brought down that even the ones that say that Tzuvah is Daraisa, it's only by the Suva, but by an Almana, everyone agrees Tzuvah is Darabana.
Right, that might be the Marmokum to this, that if that's based on Shleitaka Menelaitzia, so Akoponim, everyone should have that aspect. Okay, very good, okay? Right, that might be, you know, where that comes from. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Now, so let's just finish the Gemara, because the Taka is a little late over here. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara asked the Kasha from a different member of the Shmuel, the Loch Gemeg Bzeroisa, which should apply to here. And that Gemara says, Yehochi Zilk Soivlo. That means that the Gemara is masking to this new Maramokim, that the Loch is like Reb Meir, and if that's so therefore, La Loch will be your Chayish for lack of Smichas Das, and therefore there is a problem of bilasnus, and therefore we have to rectify that problem by ksoivlo. Akapona, in this situation, the lack of smichas das is because she doesn't. Now, this I don't want to make all the cheshbonis because the halacha should be poshut. Right, what we asked before about the paraiti issue over there. Right.
What part of the issue?
You know, it's this case over here.
Rashi,
right.
And
what's the halacha as far as that?
When she's afraid that he might claim parati.
Right. So I just want to just raise what we just said before, that if it was merely a problem of smichas that she's not aware what the halacha is, so would it be necessary to write a new ksuba or just fill her in? You know, you're okay, right? And she's not lacking in the smichas das. Right, over here, the Eitzah is, like, Soivla, right, would sound like that we need Taka to, write a new shtar. That would sound like that maybe Paraiti really, you know, is really a real concern, and therefore, you know, we can't just assure her that things are okay, and we need to do something against the Paraiti. Right, but,
when it says that halacha is like Rav Meir, is that even in the Mishnah also, or just in this case when the ksuba is lost?
So even in the Mishnah,
with trying to be pokis, call pokis me masayim or memana harezu bilasnus. The halacha is like Rav Meir there too.
Didn't you say it's like
Chachamim? According to what the way we're working, that it should be a kol shekein, right?
Because in that case,
right, the action.
In that case, she won't get the full amount. In this case, she's even going to get the full amount.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at the Rishonim to see what talks about. What this includes, but I just wanted to point out one thing that in the cheshbon of the Gemara over here, what we need to understand is as follows: that it looks like we have a contradiction in the memory of Shmuel, right? Because Shmuel before said the Gemara understood Avachachom is not a problem, Right? Zot Mura Machman Mashmul said Lachim Rimze Reisuf, and Mura accepts that and things are over. But what happened to the previous memra in the Gemara Aval Chachamim Oimrim? Right? I mean, definitely the Gemara initially understood that that's a basis that the psak should be, that you're not concerned akoponim with lack of smichas das. Right? So it would look like that there's a shakotai in the Gemara over here, whether the purpose of that memra of Shmuel was to say a halacha or not. Right? The Gemara originally understood that Shmuel was saying that for a purpose of passing halacha. The Chacham argue, and halacha like the Chacham. Right? That's the oisphere. Right? From this, the way the Gemara fears us over here, that in the Kol HaPsak, that we pass Nakramei B'Zeroisov, so according to that, it should come out that when Shmuel said the Chachamim argue, Yitaka didn't mean it that as a basis there for the pass like the Chachamim. Right? And that's what comes out from this Gemara, okay? All right.